feels odd because there's a couple I don't really want to, I don't even want to think about this, much less continue to like talk about it. I mean, I like probably many. It makes me anxious and
right.
You know, nervous and scared and all that stuff. And I'd rather not think about it and talk about it. But I get it is what
is happening in sports.
Is happening, and a lot of people are talking about it. It's a huge, huge deal. You know, but then at the same time too, to like, hey, who do you think the Falcons are going to draft? Seems a little trivial.
It does. Well, hey, we don't even know if the draft's going to happen. I mean,
as of now, like the, and I don't have a problem with this. Like, I mean, I do have to say, I mean, I think that the approach that's happening now with canceling these tournaments and putting, you know, the NHL, basically like every sport is on hold right now.
Yep.
And I think it's smart to, all right, wait a couple weeks, 30 days, and reevaluate from there. I don't know what the NCAA's thought on just, hey, that's it, we're not having any championships, because like softball, you know, golf, tennis, all those things don't happen until May and June, baseball, College World Series, but they've gone ahead and just decided to cancel all that for this year. But at least even like with that, all right, so the NFL says it's not going to delay its league year, and that's free agency and stuff.
Yeah,
you can work remotely with that.
Say, that can be done with phone calls and emails and all that stuff. You don't have to have thousands of people in one place to do that.
But even that's going to be like, so at this point, I don't really care where Tom Brady plays next year.
Right.
I didn't care anyway, but now I really don't care.
Right.
And I don't really care where Philip Rivers signs.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
And the other thing that's happening here, too, is a lot of the NFL franchises, too, are locking. Well, first of all, we'll talk about the schools. They don't have any ability now to host or travel for recruiting. That's been put on hiatus.
Yes.
A lot of these NFL teams are also putting similar restrictions on their scouting department as far as going and evaluating players. So a lot of these pro days are probably going to get postponed or called off now, you know, even leading up to the draft, which as of now, the NFL says is still set for April whenever in Vegas. And I guess there'll be some determination of whether or not they want to allow people to show up for that. But I don't know how they're going to stop that, because wasn't the draft just basically going to be out on the strip? I mean, there was one thing.
It'd be a big party out in the middle of Las Vegas.
Yeah, because there was like one rendering where they were going to have some kind of a stage on the fountains at the Bellagio.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you can just go and stand on the sidewalk outside there and stare at that.
And who knows going to be showing up to that.
So we'll try to piece together some sort of a 5 at 5 here, brought to you as always by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution.
So a little bit different than what we typically do with 5 at 5. And I was thinking about this earlier, you know, now that we're kind of entering this long period effectively without sports for the most part. And you can get perspective on this because I wasn't old enough to really understand it or have a sense of the sports world for that matter. But, you know, the only, I guess the closest thing that can draw comparisons to this is kind of the week and a half after 9/11 back in 2001. And obviously two completely different things, two completely different reactions to those things. I'm not comparing that necessarily, but the sense of just not having sports, like having experienced it for that short period of time. I mean, what if you can tell people what to expect this time around, what would it be?
Well, the service that sports provided then really was like a comfort and a unifier, and it helped. I mean, that is, like, sports are a great detachment from the usual nonsense going on in our lives, and it would be great to have them in a situation like this where we didn't have to think about this. But this is a massive public health issue here that the players and the coaches are also subjected to. So the fans could show up at a sporting event and gather around and then pass this virus on to everyone else. Well, they could pass it on to the players and the coaches.
Right.
And as we found out last night with the Utah Jazz, two of its players actually have tested positive for it. But I think the thing with post 9/11 is you always had the sense that, yes, it was appropriate to call off sports immediately after that. But you always had a feeling, too, like they're going to come back pretty soon.
Right.
Here, there's so much we don't know about this. And we know, look what the NCAA has done. They've shut down all championships for the rest of this year. So the next thing that's up would be college football.
Right.
And you hope by September.
Well, and again, I'm not trying to compare what happened then versus what happened now in terms of the actual event itself, but it's just like the actual not having sports for a period of time. And again, that was only like a week to week and a half period. And again, sports did get back, and that was used as kind of a healing process. But again, like you said, we're kind of in this, well, we don't know when sports are going to come back, if they come back, you know.
Yeah, I think, you know, there was a period of time, and even when you think back to watching some of those late night shows, you know, like Letterman, and there was always that feeling of like, I mean, is it appropriate to come back and start telling jokes and do stuff like that? And, you know, eventually over time, obviously, you got through it. But, I mean, I think you knew that, you know, there was going to be a temporary shutdown. Although, to get back to Vince McMahon, Tyler also brings up that they held a television taping on 9/11.
Now, I can't confirm that. I know that their first event post 9/11 was a SmackDown, which was filmed on Tuesdays at that point in time. I can't tell you if it was on 9/11 or not, but they did. It wasn't. It may have been the week later, but I know that was their first event back since then.
But you knew that they were going to come back.
Yes,
in relatively short order. But in this instance here, you know, come March 30th for these SEC sports, there's going to be a reevaluation then, and I mean, hopefully they'll be able to play then. There'll be a solid feeling that the spread of this virus has been slowed. Right. I mean, I don't know if it's the possibility of it just being completely contained, but at least slowed, and you can feel pretty comfortable that it's okay to to go out and start doing stuff in large crowds again. But there's absolutely no way of knowing that.
That SmackDown actually took place on September 13th. So I think they were originally supposed to record that night, didn't do it that night, but they did it 2 days later, which would have been the first such event since the attacks to take place with a large gathering of people, essentially is what it was. But it was only 2 days later.
Okay.
So it was definitely in that period where everybody else was canceling things, baseball, football. I know Georgia played Houston. We're supposed to play like Houston that weekend. That got pushed back to the SEC championship weekend instead.
Yeah, that was the. That was it. It was just there was one weekend where there was no college football.
Right.
But you knew. I mean, you just had a. Even if there had been another weekend where they sat out, you just at some point it was
going. It was coming back.
It was coming back. But with this here, there's no way of knowing, and I think that's the whole point of the. I think the reaction to it now is just there's so many unknowns that that are floating out there. And a lot of people think they know a lot of experts on Twitter.com. But
I've said time and time again, not everybody should be allowed to have social media.
I guess, like I said last hour, I think the thing that strikes me is the idea, like we do live in this age with social media and everyone wants their tweet to go viral. And when it does, you know, then there's, hey, I don't have anything to promote. Here's this or that, blah, 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 blah. But the idea of like having this concept of a viral tweet and exactly what that means, but not being able to connect what it means to have this, you know, this virus pandemic out there that you're not connecting that. Like, well, you know what, like when a tweet goes viral, what that is, it's reaching a lot of people.
A short
period of time.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a virus.
Yep, pretty much.
So
they're playing on a loop the Rudy Gobert's touching of the microphones on Monday night.
Yeah. And that's like but let that be another lesson too. I mean, don't act like a knucklehead.
Right.
With this. It's like, don't joke around about it. So he's touching stuff. And apparently the word is that's what he was doing in the locker room too.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'd say fortunately, only one of his teammates got it. And again, it very well could be more that we just don't know about yet. But
well, and that's like I get like with Rudy Gobert, a guy that does what he does. There aren't too many people wandering the planet who can do that, as opposed to, you know, millions of people who could do a job like this. So they're very different professions. But like if somebody did that here, they'd be fired. It should be fired.
Yeah.
So you think like you're the Utah Jazz and you've got this coworker who, you know, was irresponsible and just being an idiot and now infected me with COVID-19. Like, he should be fired. I mean, he won't be because he's way too valuable to them.
Right, right.
But like, if I was Donovan Mitchell, I mean, I'd want to, you know, once we were both healthy,
gonna You can get these hands.
Yeah, I mean,
now.
I think he's like, he deserves a beating like Nick Markakis wants to give to the Astros.
Going to say, and, for the lightheartedness, a lot of people have been talking about the Astros and, you know, the MLB suspending the season before it suspends the Astros just to make light of it in some way to a degree. But obviously, now that's completely irrelevant in the grand scheme of things.
Well, I think the good joke was if there was ever a team that would welcome playing in empty stadiums, it was the Astros were it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
As of now, I mean, I think Major League Baseball, I think, is has got it right. They're going to delay the season by 2 weeks. And even then, I mean, we're still talking of the season wasn't even supposed to start until 2 weeks. I mean, maybe even then you could decide, like, we're going to plan on starting opening day when opening day is, and then we'll evaluate from there. But they've already gone ahead and just decided they're going to at least push it back for now for 2 weeks and see where everything stands then.
Right.
With no more spring training games. Although, as that decision was being made, the Braves were playing today, and they didn't just stop the game. They kept playing. And let's see, did they win? Sure. Yeah, they won 5-3.
I was going to say, that game started like 1.
Who played?
I think Kyle Wright started, didn't he?
Yeah, Kyle Wright started. He pitched 5 innings, gave up a run. Acuna didn't play today. We talked about him yesterday. He's having, 2 hits this spring? Hasn't homered and has struck out like 12 times?
Well, and that's something that you kind of think about in terms of, you know, baseball starting their season 2 weeks later. It's like, okay, well, you know, what if, you know, there is no more spring training games. You just go straight into regular season games. Like, how's that going to affect these guys that are already struggling or didn't get enough spring training time?
I mean, it sounds like their players are going to be able to stay down there together and practice and work out. I wonder if there will still be spring training games that just won't be open to the public.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I mean, out of all sports, baseball is definitely, you're on the low end of contact. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, as opposed to basketball, where again, you're just on top of somebody.
Yeah, and obviously football.
Yeah.
But again, that's,
you know, football has a little bit more time, you know, and hopefully all this blows over and it's not a problem by the time, you know, August, September rolls around.
So, essentially what we have, we're left with golf and NASCAR.
IndyCar, too. They're running without fans in St. Petersburg this weekend.
So the race is in Atlanta this Sunday, but they're not no fans.
Yeah, and I don't even know what their limits on media is either. I mean, like, I have media credentials and stuff like that, but I don't know if it's going to be just people with hard cards or anybody with media. Like, I have no clue what that process is going to be either. I don't know.
I mean, I guess I'd have to look that up, but you could sell it. Maybe someone.
No, because it has my name on it.
Oh, it does.
They, like, check your ID and stuff. I mean, I'm going to, like, go down there and see what the deal is tomorrow, I guess. And, you know, if they say, hey, you know, you're not allowed in, only certain people, I'm, you know, like, okay, I get it. I just go down there to see and, you know, I don't know. But it's definitely a weird place. And I had a friend, they were supposed to literally come into town tonight and stay with me this weekend, that him and his girlfriend had bought tickets for the entire weekend. And he called me about an hour and a half before the show, and he's like, yep, well, we can't come. And he wasn't pleased about it.
Yeah.
And I imagine that's the feeling with a lot of people, because I know a lot of people that had planned their weekend around that, and now it's not happening.
Yeah, I can't find anything but, like, the old story from yesterday, where I guess the original restrictions where they just weren't going to have the, like you said, the access to the drivers is more than you get in any sport.
Right.
They were just going to limit that. But now they flat out have said there's going to be no fans. No fans. Yeah.
Right.
Because they even had here, drivers should pre-sign autograph items whenever possible. So this hasn't really been updated.
Well, and, like, typically drivers will have, like, a stack of their own hero cards, and, you know, they'll sign them and can hand them out to fans. And I think that's kind of what the idea was going to be. And even for, like, media people, they sent us a thing that there was going to be, like, a 6-foot buffer zone, because, like, at after qualifying session and after races, obviously the winner goes to victory lane, he does all that, he'll get his own press conference in the media center afterwards, but 2nd through 10th go to the media bullpen, which is literally just, they set up a little fence area and they go over there and you stand there and drivers walk up, you ask some questions. And now I'm guessing there's going to be 2 fences with a 6-foot difference, and you just have to ask questions from farther away, I guess.
Yeah.
So, but again, like, I don't know what's going to go down. I'm going to go see if I'm even allowed in tomorrow. If I'm not, I get it, but I'll go from there, I guess.
Well, you got that, and then you got golf with the PGA Tour that is got the Players' Championship underway today. And I think they allowed spectators in today, but that's starting tomorrow. No spectators for the next couple of tournaments.
Well, that's the kind of thing is like once you've already let them in for a day, it's kind of hard to clear them out. So it's like, okay, well, you're allowed today, but starting tomorrow, no.
Yeah. Well, that's like how the tournaments were yesterday. The SEC had fans, and then they announced that there wouldn't be they would play today, but there wouldn't be any fans. And then they just flat out said earlier today that, no, we're canceling, which. Yeah. I felt like there was a – once the NBA thing, when that happened last night, once they announced that they were shutting the season down, you just figured it was
– all going to be rolling from then on. And that's pretty much exactly what happened. We haven't heard anything out of the XFL either. Again, that's hand-in-hand with Vince McMahon and how all that operates. I don't know. But again, like the XFL has literally had a direct case with a vendor at the Seattle – what are they? The Skyhawks, I think – Battlehawks, something like that.
Yeah.
One of their vendors last weekend was like, oh, well, he tested positive.
Well, so they've, I think the only thing that's been said is the LA Wildcats and Seattle Dragons will play on Sunday, but without fans.
Okay.
I guess so. There's that game would be in Seattle and Washington, which has been hit harder by this than maybe other areas. I don't know if the XFL's thinking is that in some other spots they would actually play with fans.
Right.
But that one, they just won't have fans.
And again, football's definitely a super contact sport, and that's what you kind of wonder about. And it's not – with basketball, you're only talking about a dozen or so players on a roster that, you have to worry about, do they have it or not? And football, you're talking about 100 people on each side, of the ball.
Well, yeah. And there's absolutely no confidence that Vince McMahon is the type of human being that will consider people over profits and money. I could completely see him as somebody's like, I've got this new football league, and now I'm the only game. There's no way you can cancel it. There's no competition now.
And here's the thing, too. He's been public that the XFL will not turn a profit for 3 whole seasons. So he's already losing money to begin with.
Right.
So,
but this is his chance to finally get people.
Yeah.
Because if you really are, if you're just I've got to watch sports, I've got to watch sports. Well, you're going to have NASCAR Sunday. You're going to have the Players' Championship. And you might have football this weekend with the XFL.
Yeah. So there's your options. If you want any information on NASCAR, let me know on Twitter. Let you know, but yeah, it's going to be a weird weekend for sure. And I'm somebody that obviously I want the sport to grow and I want it to be at the center of attention, but not this way, obviously. This is a default win in that scenario.
And no official word yet or anything, but Georgia did announce that classes would not resume on Monday. Originally, they were going to return from spring break and just pick right up. So I would assume that spring practice now is not going to start Tuesday, but again, that is a decision the SEC is leaving up to schools individually, and I guess still the only word on it from Georgia's end is that Greg McGarrity said it would be left up to Kirby what he wanted to do. But
if you're
shutting campus down,
that's the thing. And again, sports programs are a little bit different because obviously you have practices during the summer and stuff like that when there aren't necessarily people on campus. But when you're shutting down campus itself, that's kind of a different story.
Yeah. And again, this is stuff that falls under the category of it seems trivial.
Right.
But spring practice this year for Georgia is going to be a big deal because you've got a new offensive coordinator in Todd Monken. And, you're going to have a new quarterback with Jamie Newman. So, this would be a good time for Georgia to start to work on that new offense.
Right.
And so it is a bigger deal than maybe ordinarily you would think. It's just spring practice. But, you're starting to get that offense installed with a new OC and a new quarterback. Those are going to be a couple valuable weeks to have in there that you might not have now.
Right.
But we'll see. But other than that, I don't know that I could come up with my 10 guys to watch right now.
No, and that's obviously the farthest thing from people's mind. And again, hopefully, this end of the month thing will get everything cleared out, and we still have G-Day and then the rest of the stuff in the spring. Hopefully, at least in the SEC, go on as originally scheduled, but we don't know.
Yeah, and then even what happens if they do resume play as far as Georgia and the college baseball season. There's not going to be a College World Series. The NCAA has already announced that the all spring and winter championships have been called off. So not just the NCAA tournaments for both the men and women, but all spring and winter championships called off. So that would include the College World Series and regionals and super regionals. So I guess if play does resume, it would be conference tournaments. All you got a shot to win is the is the SEC. But I would make that like more.
It would.
I mean, at least then you're not just, you know, because if you're a team like Georgia's been the last couple of years where you've gotten, you know you're going to be a national seed, you'd almost just rather lose and come home and rest up and get ready for it. But now, right, I mean, you could go all out.
Well, I mean, the same thing could have been said should these, conference tournaments have proceeded with basketball, this week and everything. It's like, oh, well, Kentucky doesn't need to win the SEC tournament. They can bow out and give themselves more rest for the big dance in a week or so. But now it's like, okay, well, now none of that's happening at all.
Yeah. Well, that's why I did feel like the decision to call off the conference tournaments was maybe a bit easier than deciding to cancel the entire NCAA tournament, because in the grand scheme of things, those major conference basketball tournaments, really, they don't mean – they're pretty meaningless.
Yeah. For sure.
They're big money makers for the leagues, but in the big picture of the season, they're that's all they are.
True.
Is there, I know, an automatic bid is on the line. Georgia, hey, Georgia won its last game. Georgia ended the year, though, with a win. When's the last time that happened?
Man, that's a really good question. I don't know. Could you tell me?
The only way it could end with a win is you win the national championship.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe the NIT.
There's never been a season where we just weren't allowed at the SEC tournament?
Unfortunately, yes. But I'd have to go back and look to see whether or not.
So here's a question. Does this, take care of Tech's postseason ban in basketball?
Yeah, that's a good question. There wasn't a postseason, so you're banned next year.
There was one day of the ACC tournament. That's not exactly a full postseason, but I'm sure they'll fight that tooth and nail. Postseason started, that qualifies.
I guess that would be the argument in court.
I don't know.
They did start it, so.
I mean, not to say they're going to be good enough to make the tournament next year or anything, but it's they're going to definitely be fighting for that one.
Yeah. 0-3.
Okay.
That was when Georgia, unfortunately, pulled itself out of the postseason.
Okay.
The Dogs did win its final game of the year that year.
Okay.
At South Carolina. So
that means Georgia also finished the season 500 exactly. 16-16.
Yeah, they were a game under going into last night. So yeah, Georgia, that 0-3 team that was really good, finished 19-8 and 11-5 and finished with a W. So, hey, well, this year's team ends on a high note. It was a good performance last night against Ole Miss.
And, Anthony Edwards didn't even, play up to his usual standards. You had
he had single digits, didn't he?
He did. You had Rashawn Hammonds and Jordan Harris kind of leading the way last night, which is kind of refreshing to see. It's like, wow, if maybe we've been doing this all season, maybe we would have won some more games. I don't know. But it's kind of weird. I was watching that entire game last night. And gosh, they had the 10-12 point lead in the final minute. And I still had a feeling that some way they were going to lose the game.
Well, and justifiably so. You're just waiting for all right, when is this going to collapse? Because there was a moment in the first half that Georgia was up by 12, 13 points.
Yeah.
And they were closing in on the under 4 timeout.
Mm-hmm.
And so, there's about to be a timeout. And so I went and took my dog out. And when I came back in, Georgia was up 35-30. It was just like that.
Yep.
It was a tight game, but then Wheeler hit that shot from half court in the first half, and the Dogs did. It was an impressive performance last night, and that was with Edwards only scoring 6 points.
Yep.
And so there on the bright side, Georgia ends its season with a win.
Well, and again, I had. They come out and lost to Florida today or something like that, we'd be talking about how underwhelming this season's been, and now that just kind of all gets put in perspective.
Yeah, and it really is something with the Edwards one season here and the way it just even ended with 6 points. It was a great Georgia won by 18, but he ends up playing 40 minutes and scores 6 points.
Yep.
just as a career that went by fast and there wasn't a whole lot, I mean, really, that stood out about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, the 5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems, more than a system, a solution.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.